Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Bachelorette After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we are recapping a very dramatic episode. We had broken faces, broken wrists. It was a disaster, pretty much. We have a special guest. Tune in. We'll discuss it all right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What a night. Oh, yeah. Great song choice.
Wait, is this Richard Marx?
No, okay.
This is just an special request.
Yeah, I was going to pretend like I knew more of his music.
Let's start this over again. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Christina, and tonight we have a full panel and a special guest to discuss The Bachelorette. So let's get into it. We have Sterling.
Hey, guys.
We have Christine and Renee.
Hey.
And tonight we have, wait a minute, two special guests.
One of them isn't. Sleeping on the job.
We have Allison and Sugar Raskin.
Yes, thank you so much for having us. We are big fans.
So you guys might know Allison. She's a comedian, a writer, director, producer. You probably already watch her YouTube show and her YouTube channel, Just Between Us. And this Thursday, she has a very special podcast launching. So we're very excited. Welcome.
Yay. Thank you for having me.
Woo. Of course. Tell us a little bit about Gossip.
Yes, so Gossip is a 12-episode scripted comedic soap opera. So if you like Desperate Housewives or Jane the Virgin and just like want to listen to that in your car, then this is the podcast for you.
And Allison told us earlier that she was very inspired by all the gossip that we share here on our show.
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome. Yes.
It's like a show for people who like to like sit at brunch and like talk about other people for 4 hours.
Perfect. Exactly. So pretty much if you're a fan of our podcast, you'll be a fan of Gossip.
Yes.
And you're a huge Bachelor fan too, right?
Yes, it's my whole life.
Oh my gosh.
And it's all I ever think about.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. Welcome to our world.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Okay. Come back anytime.
Yes.
So, I got to be at the women's tell-all for Ari season.
Oh my gosh, I remember seeing that clip of you.
Yes, and they cut to me a couple of times. It was very thrilling. I got to meet the mom. I don't remember her name.
The mom?
The one who was the mom on his season. She's beautiful. She's like a model.
Oh gosh, I feel bad. Oh,
Chelsea.
I should know something about that, right?
Yeah, it was thrilling.
And what are
your proudest moment?
Yeah, what are your initial thoughts on Becca and the men from this season?
Look, I'm a huge Becca fan. I think that she handled that breakup perfectly.
Yes.
I think that she came out an American hero. I'd say before this week's episode, I was underwhelmed by the men. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh no. This sucks. This is the best they could do. But a couple people, like Jason, really like popped tonight. And I think that there were just some more front runners who I can like get behind.
I know. I didn't even know who Jason was before tonight.
And same.
Every time he came on, I was like, wait, who
is that? I know.
Yes, sir. He was a lovely surprise tonight.
Yeah. Big Jason. I followed him on Instagram, so I'm just really hoping to get a follow back. Yeah.
This is you can tell him right now, yeah. Jason. Make sure you follow Allison back.
Slide in into her DMs. She's also from New York.
Me
it's
too,
perfect.
Girl.
It's
hello.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, guys, so should we get into this?
Yes.
This episode? Mm-hmm. First of all, just for you guys that are watching live, thank you so much for tuning in and waiting for us. Obviously, our show was a little bit delayed because of ABC and their special tonight. However, this will be our new showtime, right?
Yes.
7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are so excited to go a little bit earlier. Hopefully, more of you can tune in live. And I'm just really excited to honestly, like, make all of my West Coast friends jealous. Like, I am so ahead of you.
I thought you were going to say go to bed earlier. I'm like, me too.
Oh, no. It's so nice not having all of the spoilers from the
exactly.
East Coast. Yes. And East Coast Squad, we're here for you. So tweet us.
Exactly.
We're on the same time.
Totally. Okay, so let's get into it because this episode was, this was really good. I honestly, I was talking to my mom on the way over here and I was like, She's like, so what do you think of Becca? And meanwhile, my mom doesn't watch this show. She thinks it's complete trash. And I think she's like, what does my daughter do for a living? But anyways, I was like, I don't know how I feel about her. Like, I want to like her, but I said a little bit last week, I thought it was just a little bit boring. And she grew on me this episode. And definitely the guys grew on me. So for the first group date, we have Wills, Jason, Jordan, David, Jean-Blanc, and Colton. And of course, Becca's friends from last season.
Including Miss Tia.
Friends. Yes.
So Caroline, yeah. Tia, Becca,
friends,
and Kendall.
Friends so that they can be on the show.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Renee, you're very skeptical. What are your thoughts? Do you call BS on these friendships?
Yes. Okay. Her and Tia are not friends. Mm-hmm. Can we name one time they had a conversation during the show? The only time you can think of is at the rose ceremony when they were sending, was it Kendall home? And Tia literally said to Becca, this feels right. Come on, guys. That's not friendship. And then they all sat on the couch together because Tia was a favorite. Also, the way they sat down and talked about Colton, that's not the way you would sit down and talk about it if she was really your friend.
Yeah.
It just seemed very, like, just fake. And even they're like, I love you. Ugh. Like, I was like, really? Yeah. You love her? That's your friend?
Did you think that Tia was genuine when she said that she really hopes that Colton is there for
No.
Because when Becca asked her, do you think that Colton is here if you could have been Bachelorette? And she was like, probably, I mean, possibly.
Yes. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, girl. You guys, they were scheming about it. Like, Colton and her were, like, scheming about it. That's
think if
my
Colton liked Tia, he would have kept dating Tia. Right. Like, he would have had to go on the show.
And, like,
well, he had already applied to be on the show.
Yeah, but it's not slavery. That, yeah, like, you don't have to go on the show.
But that's why I still don't understand the timeline, because he's saying that he applied and they started dating, like, in early January, right? So if he already applied to be on the show, then he wasn't applying for Tia.
Right.
He was just applying to be on the show. So that's why I don't get this.
Well, that's because they're true. Saying they didn't say he was applying for Tia. She was worried he was applying hoping it would be Tia after, like, because they started dating,
right? But
whatever.
The show started airing January what, 1st or 2nd, right? So you're mm-hmm. saying that, like, he met Tia that weekend and then was like, oh, I want to, like, apply right away.
No, I think he was applying regardless,
right?
And then they were just like, what are his hopes? It wasn't even, like, his actions. It was just, like, what was in his mind that he would want.
I just think Tia is so salty that she's not the Bachelorette.
Agreed.
I am so happy she's not the Bachelorette, because for a while last season, I really thought, I think everyone thought she was going to be the Bachelorette, and she's just, she's shady. She wanted Becca to feel bad about this.
Yeah, because that's not the way a friend would respond. Like, okay, if I asked you right now, like, do you think he's here for me, or do you think
he's here? Of course he's here for you.
Friends.
Why wouldn't any guy be here for you?
Right.
That's the normal response.
Exactly. Thank you.
Because even when they were talking about
possibly.
It. she's like, I hope this doesn't sour it for you. Like, that was literally her face. Like, she didn't actually care.
And also, just the way she was acting as if she even thought she was going to be the Bachelorette. I don't know. I really don't like her.
So here's what some of the people in the comments are saying. NR says, Tia and Becca are friends. They hung out many times outside of the show after the breakup. Kyla says, I think Colton was genuine, as the rest of the contestants say, to be on the show for experience. Tia seems shady.
Mm-hmm.
And then Amber says, I think he thought Tia was going to be the Bachelorette. All of America did until that last episode.
But even if he did think she was going to be the Bachelorette, right? Even if he was excited about that, I don't think he applied for
just hoping that it would,
right, like,
could
cool.
potentially
yeah.
be her, yeah.
And also, obviously, he wasn't that into her, because otherwise, she's not the Bachelorette. If he wanted to date her, they could have dated off the show.
Yeah, they were just so weird about the whole situation. Like, we never got a clear answer. Even the way Tia described it, it seemed to be more of a timing issue, at least in her perspective. It wasn't like things didn't work out. It was like, yeah, and then he was applying to be for The Bachelor, and then
he said the same thing, too. He said it was a timing issue.
I think, and this might be too hot of a take, I think Colton did not like Tia. And then hung out with her a little bit, but then didn't like her, used the excuse of going to be on The Bachelor to stop seeing her, and then doesn't want to be a dick, so then, like, was like, yeah, just didn't, can't say that. He can't say to Becca, I just didn't like your friend.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he did say that he kind of
Like, it he just knew fizzled. That it wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I like your take.
And then Becca's, and then Tia's just, like, so delusional that she's like, no, he's in love with me.
Yeah.
I think that's a good temperature take.
Yeah, I think it's important to know. I don't know if you guys saw Ashley and Jared on, I think it was Access, and Jared said that that Colton told him that Tia slid into his DMs, mm-hmm. which is something I think we all assumed the other way around.
Mm, totally.
So how did she find
the
him?
The thirst.
I don't
know. Well, he dated a famous gymnast,
Allie Raisman,
right?
Allie Raisman. Yeah.
But is that how she found? Was she like, I like them?
Yeah.
That's maybe. Your ex?
Like, she just goes on. Like,
listen, if Wells could go and get Sarah Hyland, she was probably just shooting for the stars, too. Just saying.
Colton. Sarah Hyland.
No, Colton versus Sarah Hyland?
Well, I mean,
because Wells got the better deal.
Yeah. Just because he's in that world.
No, but definitely. I was skeptical when she gave Colton the group date rose, though, because there are so many standout guys from that date.
I think she just really wants to be connected with Colton.
I think she does, too. He looks hot.
Yeah.
He looks good.
Pretty
attractive.
I was saying this to Sterling. The more we spend time on him and this whole indecision with Tia, the more attracted I am to him. I don't know why. I guess because all that indecision is there. And I think it's there for Becca, too, because it's like the possibility that she could lose him, I think, is making her want him even more.
Totally. Emotionally unavailable. We're like, oh, my God, Colton.
But also, maybe she just doesn't like Tia, and she's like, yeah, bitch, I got the Bachelorette, and I'm going to get your man, too.
Oh, that too? Snap. That's a hot take. Ooh.
Can I jump in quick, guys? This is Jeff.
That's a really hot take.
Yes, Jeff?
Hi, Jeff.
Well, so I'll be quick, guys, because I know we're busy tonight. But my one thought is, I think it's a red flag that he dated anyone famous at all. Like, if I was the Bachelor and I found out that one of my potential suitors had a celebrity girlfriend at some point, I would consider that a red flag.
Yeah. I don't know for sure that Becca knows that he dated Allie Raisman.
Yeah, but he was also...
At this point.
I don't think she knows.
He was also professional.
Yeah, how could she know?
That hasn't come up on the show, unless she's a huge Allie Raisman fan and knows her list of boyfriends.
Do they not all have, like, a
Tia
package?
Tia does.
Though? Yeah. Like, I'm sure that would be a Tia award.
I think because he was a professional football player, I feel like it was more likely for him to meet her. I don't know how
that makes sense. That's true.
Yeah, they're Bumble.
But I agree. I understand your red flag.
Are there professional athlete dating apps? Maybe they met on there.
Can I sign up?
Maybe. Okay, so I think the other standout guy from this date was Jason. We were all kind of like, who is Jason? Because he didn't have a date last episode.
Yeah.
But he is so cute. He's suave. He's funny. I really liked him. I wish he got the group date rose.
He was a standout for sure. But a standout in a way I've never noticed him.
You're like,
so I was like, he stood out in a way that I was like,
that was so funny. Yeah.
The way he handled that was so nice, though.
I know.
And you're right. Like, we're kind of at this, week three? We're at this point now where we start to know everyone's names. We're not super connected, but we're starting to. And Jason kind of won me over because I don't find him that cute, but the way he carries himself and the way he makes Becca feel when she's around him says a lot.
He has a charming presence about himself, whether you find him attractive physically or not.
Exactly.
I think also when they were making out on that couch, Becca was really into it.
She was so into it.
Super into it.
Oh my God.
So Allison,
she was feeling Jason.
Allison, would you swipe right for Jordan? Make it
Jason?
For Jordan, 4001.
Oh no.
I'd swipe right for Jason.
Not for Jordan. What about you guys? Would you swipe if you didn't know Jordan, if you just saw his Tinder profile, would you swipe right? Renee.
No, I feel like his bio would be like, I like myself. It's all about my professionalism. And I'd be like, no.
What about you, Christine?
It's a no for me. Sorry.
That's
going to
be an absolutely not. Anything headshot related.
Dating profile. I don't swipe like, for models.
I don't like models.
And you know he has Wilhelmina model in his profile.
Absolutely. Oh,
definitely. In his bio.
And the pensive gentleman. And at least, how many pictures can you have on there?
I don't know.
He has all of them.
I know, obviously, Jordan is a character. I still don't believe, like, this is his personality. I think he's just playing an act. Like, I think he thought, I'm going to go on the show. I'm going to be just ridiculous. I just can't believe that this is who he is.
I think it is.
You do?
I don't think he likes Becca. I don't think he's interested in Becca.
Yeah.
And I think he's on the show for fame, but I think that's what he's actually like.
I agree, because I think you can only keep up that facade for so long. I mean, you're there 24/7. He's not checking in like 2 to 5 and then peacing out. Like, he's there all the time. So eventually, his true self would come out, even if his original intention was to play this character.
Also, just the things that he says can only come out of someone's mouth who is that person.
Yeah.
I just can't believe it. Like, he's so ridiculous. I don't know why.
Have you ever talked to a model? We live in LA.
I used to work at a modeling agency, and I can tell you.
Do you think most male models are are like that? I don't think so.
They're just, I mean, I would say he's the most talkative one I've ever seen. They're usually not one for conversation.
Not all of us are that bad guys. But.
No, but I do agree, though. I think this is genuinely who he is. And I think as the time goes on, he's just struggling to keep up the facade, like, for real. Like, the chemistry just isn't there with Becca, and I'm just waiting for her to finally send him home, honestly.
They
I'm
won't let her,
not
though.
Yeah,
definitely won't
It'll
let her.
It'll be another few episodes. I think ABC casting, like thanked the gods when they found him. They're like, oh my god, I'm so happy. You have to keep him on at least half the season, Becca.
There aren't any other really real wild cards that are...
No.
You know.
Well, what's the guy, David?
David. Well, because of Jordan.
Yeah. But I think David seems like the type where he'd have some sort of issue with anybody.
Anybody,
if he's getting so riled about Jordan.
Which is so upsetting because I was rooting for
him
from the beginning.
I think he just thinks that... that Jordan is just such a joke.
Yeah, but it just shows a lot about his character.
I hate tattletales.
Yeah. Learn your watch a season of The Bachelor before you go on it. Like, what are you doing?
It's never a good call to talk about someone else in your one-on-one
It's like
time.
The Bachelor golden rule.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think that they're able to control themselves.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they're thinking, like, oh, this is a good strategy for me. I think they just, like, have no willpower or self-control. Or self-perception.
Don't forget, there's drinks involved. There's a lot of testosterone and egos being thrown around. So in this situation, he's just, I guess, playing into whatever Jordan's doing, but it's not working out for him.
And also, we only see such a small glimpse of the conversations. They could have had a great convo, and then Becca could have been like, so what do you think of the other guys? Like, what are your thoughts on Jordan? He's ridiculous, right?
That's true.
And then that's how the conversation could have started. So who knows?
Right.
I will say my favorite part of that group date was when Wills and Jason were just cracking up on the couch.
Oh my god.
Like Wills.
Me too. I wish we saw more of him.
Wills is all of us. Like covering up his face. I was
with his painted nails and he's like, so good.
I love that they all had painted nails.
Yeah.
They should do that for every group date because it really does change the dynamic, I think.
Yeah. You can laugh at yourself a little.
It's revealing who keeps the nail polish.
You should cut
everyone who didn't keep it.
Did they? I think they all kept it.
No, I don't think.
No.
Some people took it off.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Because she noticed. Yeah. I don't remember who kept it on, who took it off.
Oh, I wish we... Okay, well, chat roll. If you guys know who took off their nail polish,
I'm going to be so worried it's Jason.
I know. Oh, no. I thought she asked him, though, and he had it on. I can't remember.
Like, they cut it really quickly. Like, two people said, oh, yeah, I still have it. And then it was just, like, over. Yeah. So I assume they all did.
So, let's get into the one-on-one date. We have Chris, who I just think looks so much like Ben Stiller, and it really trips me out.
I think he looks like, do you guys watch Friends?
Ross?
Yeah, of course. So the guy who used to live with with Chandler. Used to live with Chandler, who, like, Eddie, and he was crazy, and he, like, they thought he was, like, going to kill him.
Can you Google it, please?
Yeah.
He's in a bunch of other stuff.
This guy, yes.
Adam Goldberg.
Yeah, he does look a little bit like him, too. Like him. But I also still see Ben Stiller, specifically Ben Stiller in
Zoolander?
No, Heavyweights.
Oh, in Heavyweights.
Zoolander. whatever, both of them. Okay, so Chris, I found him really endearing on this episode, and I was not a fan before, mostly because I also think he's a tattletale, and I just don't like guys that tattletale.
Yeah.
Allison, what were your thoughts? You were shaking your head no.
I don't like him.
Okay.
I think he's a snake.
Ooh.
And I think that I'm just making some hot takes, and I think that what they showed in the upcoming, that we're really not going to like him.
Ooh, right.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I think this was his one moment in the sun, and then the rest of the time he's going to be a villain.
They did have a really nice moment together, though, Sterling.
The moment was really nice. I also teared up a little when Becca...
A lot.
Okay, Christy.
Was she crying?
Said,
I'm sorry,
when Becca was in her confessional and she said, I don't know why he doesn't think he's as amazing as he is or whatever, I was like, oh, that's really sweet.
It was cute.
Wait, so I mean, I didn't see the
connection. You cried up because of Becca, not because of him.
Because of Becca. And it was a sweet line. But I didn't actually see a real connection between them.
Right.
I thought it felt really forced on Becca's end. Like, she was putting everything into it, and then he clearly had a wall up. He seemed super nervous to me. I don't know.
She was
I just
really into his lyrics, though. There was a sweet moment there.
I think she was trying to be into it.
Yeah, I think she was nurturing. Yeah. I think she knew he was insecure. I think she knew he was in his head. And I think Becca's a type of person that she wants to make someone feel better.
Yeah.
I didn't see any chemistry. I still don't like Chris. I didn't forget what he did last episode. I'm over him.
I will say, to play devil's advocate, just a little, that's a very hard date. I don't know if anyone else felt like that.
That's fair. On the first real date,
the first
when you don't have actual feelings for someone.
That is a really hard
date.
That's
so hard to put how you feel about someone into words, sing it to them. That whole environment to me was just like a lot. Think for guys.
But
and for girls, and for women, I think that too. You have to all of a sudden be in love with someone or like act like you are.
That's tough.
A date, it can be whatever you make it. I think they could have made it a really fun date. The reason why it got the way it did is because of how Chris acted and how it ended up turning out. I think if it was Blake on that date, it would have been a grand old time.
Well, because he probably would have had fun with it and made like a funnier song out of it. Like, there's different ways you could have approached it.
He didn't like
to be fair, it was, I still think that was a tough date.
Well, I do. I agree with you.
Blake and Becca have an actual connection that you can see.
Yeah. They like
that
each too. Other.
Oh my god, I hope they get married.
Well, Blake's my pick for the winner. Oh, so
I think she'd be the happiest with him.
I think so too.
I don't think we know enough about him. I think he's.
Although he showed a little bit of jealousy today that I wasn't really loving.
Okay, but so that's normal. Wouldn't you feel jealous?
It's normal. I would, definitely.
I think it's weird if they don't feel jealous.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I think if I were Becca, I'd be so flattered and so excited to hear the words that he said to her.
Right.
And
I think he handled the one-on-one perfectly.
He did.
I think it was just the confessionals that I was like, okay.
To be honest with you,
leaned up a little.
I'm like upset that you don't love Blake.
I love him. I do really like him.
Okay, thank God.
And I think that all of their conversations are super genuine, and I think they're both totally into it, and I could see them together.
He was the only one who really stood out to me on that second group date. I thought the second group date was so boring.
Yes. Me too. I'm like, I don't watch sports. I watch The Bachelorette. Yeah. Why am I watching sports right now?
But even
I
so,
watched
like,
sports and it was boring.
I'm saying,
legitimately.
Why? Obviously, I think Allison, you said this. There was just not enough going on like that. They had to cut it like that.
I mean, even that they made such a big deal in the previous episodes leading up to that accident. That like that David had, and then for it to be so anticlimactic, and for them to just like breeze over it in like 30 seconds, like there obviously wasn't enough like content.
They're
for
struggling
that week.
This week.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, did you guys? I mean, I guess the only standout really is Clay.
Well, you know what's funny? I was saying this. Chris Stahn had a great time on that date, and he was like, I'm going to be the most valuable partner, like, killing his confessionals, and then, like, zero airtime after.
Yeah, that's
nothing. I was like, oh, Chris Stahn, what's up?
I love him. I think he's so adorable. Fun and cool, and, like, I'm curious if he'll make it further, and then we'll actually get to know him.
I don't think so.
I wonder, because we really don't see their connection that much.
At all.
But when he taught her how to dunk, and he was, like, touching her back and stuff, I don't know. I think she was into it.
So why don't we see more of him? That's what I don't understand.
I don't know.
Well, like, it's that only date 2 hours. So boring, aside from some cute moments, so why not show the highlights, or the guys that had the highlights of that date afterwards?
Because we're watching David and Jordan fight.
Yes.
That's it's boring when they cut to Becca coming out half field between every play. Football doesn't even work like that.
Yeah,
totally. Like, it wouldn't even work. Like, you're on the sidelines the entire time. After every play, it was high fives. I'm like, you just need more of her with these guys because it was so unbelievably boring.
I agree.
That was my problem with Winter Games. There was just too much, actual sports competition.
Actual sports.
And that's, like, not what I'm watching the show for.
Agreed.
That's less fair. Sports, more romance.
Thank
if you.
If you
wanted to watch sports, you'd actually watch the Winter Olympics instead of the Winter Games.
Plus, can you imagine if they just started rolling footage of dates during NFL football games? It works both ways, people.
Yeah, right?
Good
people
point.
Would turn it off.
What did you guys think about Garrett teaching her how to tackle? I feel like that was a cute moment for them.
Yeah. I'm so worried about him.
Yeah.
Because what... Because what if, oh my god, it's like really upsetting.
Because you like him.
Because I like him.
Yeah.
I like him on the show.
I like him on the show, but I'm really worried about what he's actually like. And his history of alt-rightness.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too
agreed.
And
I got some tweets this past week because I expressed that last week on this episode. And I'm not going to, like, say that I still don't believe that because I mean, now knowing what his internet activity is. It's like a little, I was trying to find the tweet. Oh, okay. One of them said, I disagree with what you said about Garrett on the after show. He took full responsibility, admitted he was wrong, and apologized. There's something to be said about manning up like that. But there's also something to be said about liking images of children being thrown back over the border. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. It's like... He was caught. If yeah. no one saw his internet no history, him, yeah. would he ever be like, man, I used to like some pretty terrible photos back in the day. No, you'd never hear about it. Right. Of course, when America is pissed at him, he's going to be like, I'm so sorry I did that.
But at the same right. time... Maybe he's just not educated, or maybe he just didn't know and was just clicking like. Sometimes you go through Twitter, you know.
Okay,
what I mean?
One pic, Christina. Yeah, maybe no. two. There were more than like a few pics.
I agree, but he did apologize, and I mean, whatever. I feel like
you're
judging
had
him.
To.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
had
he
to.
Absolutely.
And
had
I feel
to.
Like if it
really,
was like
you're entitled to your own opinion. He didn't have to apologize.
ABC for sure got on him about that, especially if he does win, whether yeah. he wins or makes top three. ABC's not going to let him. They're like, no, you have to do something about this because you need America to root for you.
If he didn't make it far, it's hard to say what he would have done. Yeah. Or if he wasn't getting this much attention for it.
I mean, who knows what kind of contracts they have to sign, how, like, how under control you are during that time of, like, how publicly you speak. I mean, you're not even allowed to do interviews until after you're eliminated. So the fact he had to say something, he absolutely had to go through ABC and, like, come up with a
statement.
What are
your thoughts, Christine?
I'm curious to see what kind of edit he gets from here on out, because I do believe that Bachelor Nation is kind of split. I had a couple people reach out to me via DM as well. One of our longtime viewers, Aisha B, she sent me his whole apology on his page and was like, I believe this is genuinely sincere.
Yeah, it was a good apology.
You know, I read it in its entirety, and I do think it was very well said. At the end of the day, you know, I don't know him, so yeah. I can't... It's hard to judge somebody that hard, because like you said, some people come from a place of ignorance. Now, there's levels to this, and what he liked, those images, like, I would never do that, and I wouldn't forgive that, but... It's interesting to see if America will, and if Becca grows a connection with him, I'm sure that we're going to be swayed to like him more
Definitely.
Later on. I mean, ABC is known for doing this, building someone up, breaking them down, building them back up again.
I feel like it's very case by case, right? Like,
it
I think
is.
Any woman could be fine with that, and that's totally their prerogative, and that's great. And any woman could say, nope, it's too far, and that's totally their prerogative, and that's great.
Yeah.
So
that's
yeah.
how I feel.
If Becca's yeah. okay with it, that's, you know, that's her initiative.
Yeah. She did. Also, her. Does she know about it?
She
or
does.
Or did she not find out
right.
until after the show?
I think she didn't find out until after the show,
that's
but she did.
Different.
Yeah, I agree, because once you pick that, I mean, let's say she picks him. Like, then what do? Then you break up with him because of this comes out? Like, what do you do after
Or you
that?
Just have a conversation and be like, hey, like, I saw that you did this. I feel this way. I would like to explain to you my thoughts and, like, let's have a conversation about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and see
you
what
You don't
happens
just, like,
her.
Yeah, you guys can educate each other. You can have different opinions, you know what I mean? And maybe he just doesn't know. Maybe he'll end up agreeing with her. Who knows?
It depends how friends he
not
is
like
in those opinions. Because they're very offensive beliefs
yeah,
if they're true.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
that's the thing. You're liking these just because it's not liking cute pictures of puppies. Like, if he genuinely
yeah,
feels this way
true.
And finds that funny, no, that goes down to someone's morals and core beliefs, and I don't want to date someone like that.
Right. But right. does Becca... It's hard to say.
That's
right.
true.
Yeah,
that's
I
true.
Would
her.
Hope that they have, like, conversations about their political beliefs.
Right.
Right?
Like, I can't imagine being engaged to someone and not knowing if they're transphobic.
Right.
In 2018?
Right.
Yeah. That's,
you
like,
need
first
to talk
question.
About those
yeah,
things.
That,
right.
Definitely.
Well, I wish we saw more of those conversations, honestly. I
oh,
would
yeah.
be very interested to know.
That would... What a different show
yeah.
that would be.
Well, Rachel's season had... some of the best conversation. It
yeah,
wasn't between
yeah.
her and the contestants, but
right.
the contestants among themselves
yeah,
like
true.
Finally talked about things.
Uh-huh. Yes, mm-hmm. that's so true. I mean, at this point though, like, where's Becca's temperature for Garrett? Because like, they had that cute moment, but we haven't seen enough of them yet to know like how into him she really is.
I don't see it as much as I see it with some of the other guys.
Me too. Yeah.
I think though it's like because he got the first impression rose, like I have my eyes on him, and I think right now his edit is reminding me of how Peter's edit was during Rachel's season, where there was a good period of time where we barely saw
yeah,
him.
That's
there was
true.
Like one moment
that's
in the hotel room. So I don't trust ABC when they barely show him. Like I think that first impression rose said a lot. So I guess we'll see how it plays out from here. I mean, he's bound to get a one-on-one like ASAP, and then I think we'll get all the romantic moments.
That's so true.
By the way, the chat mm. roll is hashtagging justice for Joe.
Yeah.
you know,
you know
Joe
who doesn't have problematic internet behavior?
Joe. Oh, my gosh.
We love the underdogs on yeah. this show.
Definitely.
Everyone gets kicked off right away. We're here for you.
I miss Joe. When I saw that first episode, I'm like, top three.
Nope.
Gone. just
that
gone.
Was one of the most shocking cuts I've ever seen.
I know.
I can't believe she cut it. Why? Because he owns a grocery store?
Maybe.
Is that what you said?
She's just not that into him.
I guess.
From night one. Like,
oh,
definitely.
Hilarious. Joe.
Good times.
How are you,
oh,
Joe?
What's his Instagram? I wonder what his following is right now.
I follow him.
He's at 50K.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Renee was the 50. My God. guys, for someone getting eliminated on the first night, you 50K, Joe, you're going to paradise. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm going to paradise. Oh, I'd watch just for him.
Oh, yeah. You know he's definitely going.
Could go to paradise?
Who?
Maybe Clay?
Oh.
Yes. Or be after the next tonight? Bachelor.
I don't think Clay would be the next Bachelor.
Well, because did you guys, real quick back to Joe, did you guys see his most recent Instagram?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he's also buying swim trunks.
For paradise.
Yeah, for paradise.
Yeah.
Oh, good point, Dev.
Who knows?
It's wow. also summertime.
Yeah. No, Sterling, I'm right.
Look for paradise.
In Chicago, you got to bust out the shorts while you can.
That's so funny. Okay, so Clay went home.
He did.
You know what? I was just shocked by Becca's crying. I thought she would have just been like, yes, Clay, you're not going to win.
No, I think she liked him.
I think she liked him too, but like this is his career and his family. Do you really think she was going to choose him? She liked him maybe to eliminate him right before hometown dates. But I don't see him going all the way. Like,
I don't think that's fair.
You know what I mean?
But he has a sweetheart. Yeah, but he didn't ask her. So he just told her. Yeah. So she didn't have to say that.
Yeah.
And I think that that's kinder. Like, there's no reason when he'd already made the decision to be like, good call, I wasn't going to pick you.
Yeah.
That's true.
So she got out easy, actually.
She did get out easily. You're right. Imagine he was like, Becca, do you see me here?
Exactly. I was afraid that's what he was going to do.
Oh my God. You know,
it's true. It could have went the opposite way.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Who was that girl during Ari's season that wanted to kiss him so bad and went up to him? Annalise. That was the most painful, cringing moment to watch.
Oh, that was terrible.
I would have hated that for Clay. Clay's too sweet.
Kaya in the chat said, justice for Clay's wrist.
I mean, the irony that the football player got hurt on the football date hurts for you, Clay. But you know what? I'm going to see you in paradise, babe.
Definitely. At this point, who do you guys see being the next Bachelor?
Oh, man.
If he doesn't win,
Blake.
Blake is so likable and getting so much camera time right now.
Definitely.
Yeah. And he looks like Miles Teller. I can't get over that. Yeah. I just can't. He's stuck in my head.
He's so cute.
I think he could be. Sorry, I was even going through.
Sugar loves Blake. Sugar. She thinks that they're really compatible, and that if it would not be a mistake to pick him. Like, I think sometimes these people are like, "Well, it's a risk, but it could really pay off."
Right.
Like, I don't think that Blake is a risk at all, but I also think she'd be really happy.
Happy with him.
Yeah.
That's what Sugar thinks.
Yes. Like, I think that this JoJo picking Jordan was a risk.
But it worked out, or it seems to be working out.
But, like, I don't think Blake is a risk at all, and neither does Sugar.
By the way, for anyone that is listening, not watching, Sugar is a dog. Not just a dog. Oh, yeah, but they're listening.
That's why she's a little quiet. We don't just have a silent person in the room.
Oh, and by the way, you guys, if you are listening, don't forget to give us 5 stars and leave us a review on iTunes, please. And they can subscribe to your podcast.
Yes, please subscribe to Gossip.
Renee, I hate to tell you this, but you're losing.
Listen, guys, I really thought Clay, okay, am I losing or did Clay get injured and it's not fair?
No. So you guys remember our little special segment, our friendly competition, where we selected our top fives and we have, I guess, a bachelor tournament. Is that what we're calling it going on?
I just want to shout out Emma Coates real quick for joining my team. Thank you very much.
I'd like to shout out Melanie and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And Jack Walsh. Thank you, guys.
CCC is on Renee's Roses.
Woo! I saw someone in there on my team.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, my God. Shout out to Team 3Es, guys. Like, join the team. I got Blake as the winner. Come on.
So, anyways, you guys, please join our teams. We'll copy it on this on the comments below, too, so you guys know whose teams that you are. And as the season goes on, make sure you join. And then we're still trying to figure out what your prizes are going to be.
Yeah.
But I suggest choosing Team Mr. Zias's.
Oh, no, Renee's Roses all the way. But I have to know, Allison, who do you think is going to be in the top three? And this season's villain.
Okay, thank you so much for asking. All right, top three. I think top three will be Blake, Colton, and Garrett.
Is that in order?
No, I have no idea what will happen after that.
Okay.
And I think number four will actually be that guy who loves cologne.
Jean Blanc.
I think maybe he'll go far.
Interesting.
Really? Yeah. I see Will's going further than him.
Christine's like, girl, I don't know what you're thinking.
She likes Will's.
I do.
So you think Jean Blanc will get a hometown date?
Maybe. Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Or him or Will's. Wills. Yeah, him or Wills. But yeah, I think those will be the top three. And then I think that the villain is going to be Chris.
Yeah, I can see that. And then who's your pick for The Bachelor? If just not knowing who's going to win.
Well, I hope it's... Well, I want Blake to win so bad. I guess my pick would be Jason then. Is for Blake to win, Jason to be The Bachelor, and then I get to meet Jason on The Bachelor.
If Jason were The Bachelor, would you apply to go on?
No, I only want to be The Bachelorette.
Okay. Perfect.
I want to skip the first step.
I love it.
Gosh. Wasn't there like a talk that Amy Schumer would be The Bachelorette for like one hot second?
Was there?
Yeah.
I remember Kaley Cuoco, there being a talk.
Yeah. For, really?
Yeah.
Allison, I think you're bringing the tea. They should do like a celebrity edition, like that's an extra season. Where I'm it's like not a well-known person.
Oh, okay. Like,
but like for like a one or like a parody type thing.
No, real. Like, so they can find love.
Yeah. Well, Amy Schumer is married now.
I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's not a lot of like super single celebs. Like,
oh, yeah, there are.
Oh, maybe?
Oh, my God. There's tons of celebs. Or they're all divorced.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston.
It's gonna be second marriages.
How about her?
Finding husband second marriages, number two.
I like that.
Oh, that's gonna smart. Be the twist of the celebrity edition of The Bachelor.
Or they could go on ABC's new show, The Proposal.
Oh my god!
And do it in one night.
Get it over with, you know? I don't want to waste no time.
Yeah. We forgot to say this last week, guys. Did you peep Kristen in the promo from last season? Do you remember Scallop Fingers?
Well, she wasn't on Ari's season.
Scallop Fingers!
Yeah, she's on the proposal.
Two seasons. Yeah. Oh, she's in the promo. She's wearing a red dress.
I hope he ends up happy.
I hope
so. She's nice.
Yeah, I was so surprised. I was like, oh my God, I didn't know like a Bachelor alum was on it. So,
yeah.
That's cool.
Did we talk about David falling off the bed or no? Did we just
No! You can't end without that.
I'm still thinking about that, so.
Wait a minute. I cannot believe that happened. I can't believe it was from the top bunk. And also, how shady.
I said that.
You called
when they
it.
Did the pro-
you called,
they
you
did
called
the
that from the
promo? No, she did.
I was like, I bet he fell off the top bunk or something.
No, you didn't.
And then, no, she did.
Sure enough.
I can't believe that happened. First of all, that's
dangerous.
We watched
dangerous. It live. I didn't see any spoilers.
And I don't know how you call that, because they definitely made it seem like someone got into a fist fight.
They even cut to Jaden sitting by himself. Yeah. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
I was like, damn, way to pin it on him. But if anything, Chris Harrison and ABC needs to get better sleeping conditions for these guys.
Yes.
Because this just showed us you can't trust bunk beds when you're like a grown man.
Also,
like,
I wish that Becca went and saw him. Instead of just talking to him on the phone.
Well, he's no top three, so she's not going to go see him.
He's going to be 2-on-1.
If it was Colton, you bet your butt she'd be in there with flowers and ready to sit down and talk.
She'd be checking his IV. Yeah. She'd be like,
checking his phone, make sure Tia's not calling.
Like, by the way, you guys, Christine and I hung out this past Saturday. We went to the Bachelor parody musical. It's in Hollywood. You should absolutely go see it, Allison. You will freaking love it.
What is it?
It's at the Hollywood Fringe site.
It's at the McCadden
place? The McCadden Theater, but it's part of Hollywood Fringe. It's a little
festival.
Yeah. So you know about it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you have to go see it.
I have to see it.
It's a Bachelor parody. It is hilarious. They're making fun of Ari the entire time.
Great.
It's really good. The music is great. The acting was great. I liked it a lot.
We enjoyed it.
Sterling and I are going to go next. You should come with us.
I would love to come.
You should definitely
go. Let's do it.
That's so thrilling.
We went that night with...
We went with Jared and Ashley.
It was a good time.
Stop.
Yeah.
I still can't believe you know them.
Yeah,
they've
it was really
changed
fun.
My entire worldview.
But were you uncomfortable watching it with them?
I was like low key looking over just to see how they were responding to it, and like seeing what jokes fell flat and what kind of landed for them. It was interesting.
What did they like? Did they like it?
Yeah, they liked it.
They did. Yeah, we had a good time.
Are they just so happy?
Yes.
It was just cuddling in the corner, and me and Christine are like, they're so cute. Yeah, like
really
the show's
are.
Funny, but damn, y'all are just.
Definitely.
But shout out to the amazing cast and crew and everyone who put on the show. They were so welcoming to us. It was truly a good time. Highly recommend it. If you want to reach out to them, check out their Instagram. I believe that's the best way to get in touch with them.
I think it's called The Bachelor
Parody Musical.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
And real quick, because someone sent this to me on Instagram. I don't know if you guys know about this. Does anyone watch Big Brother here?
No.
Okay, so Big Brother contestant, Paul Califori, I think that's his name is. You sent it to me, maybe. Yes.
I did see that. Who's dating Danielle?
He was dating
Maltby?
Yes.
Who?
Oh,
yeah. Danielle.
I thought something about this.
From Dean?
Maltby or Maltby?
No, not from Nick's season.
Maltby.
Yeah.
Then who was like also on Bachelor.
With Dean.
The blonde Danielle?
The one who had the...
No. Danielle Lombard.
Dean. Oh, yeah.
Danielle Maltby.
She was the one who was like...
She's a NICU nurse, right?
Made out with Wells in Paradise.
Yes.
So they were dating, and I love...
Big Brother as well, too. So, like, just the reality world was like, oh, my gosh, they met through their agent. They were so in love. And he is on MTV's The Challenge in South Africa and, I guess, was hooking up with another contestant and, like, completely cheated on her and was such a jerk and gave such an awful apology. Yeah, it was pretty much like, I'm not monogamous. And he was just like, he wasn't apologetic at all. He was pretty much saying, like, sorry, if I'm not married to you.
But did they have an open relationship?
No.
Oh. No, it looked pretty serious from their Instagrams.
Yeah.
Well, you can be serious and have different rules, but it sounds like that they didn't.
Yes, definitely. And apparently, like, he was cheating on her. And then finally, when he got service or a chance to call her, he's like, hey, I messed up. But also, I'm just going to continue dating this other person now.
Could you imagine? Yikes.
So anyways, that's just some news and gossip for you guys on the show.
I'm going to put that in season two.
You're getting
my podcast, yeah.
Yeah.
Just steal all this gossip.
Exactly. But you guys, I'm excited for next week's episode.
Yes. We'll get our roast ceremony that
finally.
We were gypped of tonight.
I really hope that... Oh, is that because of the...
I don't think so.
No, I think they wanted a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope they don't start doing the split rose ceremony.
I know.
I hate it.
I like having a complete episode.
Agreed. Allison, sure. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Where can everyone find you, follow you, support you?
Oh, thank you. My social is at Allison Raskin for Twitter and Instagram. And then you can go to gossippodcast.com for more information on the show.
Sterling.
Yeah, you guys can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates and also at Separation Anxiety Pod.
You guys can find me everywhere at Christine Mean with three E's.
You guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter and check out my blog, sextingandthecity.com.
And you guys can follow me across the internet at Miss Zias. Looking forward to chatting all things Bachelor Nation with you guys until next week. See you guys then. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.